as you lift our voice in praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out, sir.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of rescue.
Amen.
Amen.
Celebrate the goodness of God.
So
let me continue with the word of God to his church. And we have feet washing service this morning. It's a feet washing service. I've been speaking to you from 31st and I'm just going to touch on one or two about it. The word of the Lord for all rescue churches, zeal for the Lord. Everyone shout, zeal for the Lord. Oh, lift up your right hand and shout, zeal for the Lord. That means passion for God. Zeal for God. We explain in John chapter 2 verse 17 that and his disciples remembered that it was written that the zeal of thine house has eaten me up. When they saw how passionate Jesus was whipping people who had changed the purpose of the church into something else, trying to reset the church into its original mode. Then the Bible said that they saw the zeal of the Lord. Because it was written in the scripture in Psalm 69. The verse number 9. Everybody go there. Psalm 69 verse 9. This was what the disciples referred to Jesus. This was it. That in the Old Testament it had been written that somebody is going to come who is burning with zeal for God. Read it, one go. Everyone read the original scripture, one go. Because zeal for your house has eaten me up, and the reproaches of those who reproach you have fallen upon me. So when they saw Jesus manifesting what the Bible has said by David, they remembered that this is the Messiah. This is the one who loves God. This is the one who is fervent for God. This is the one who is passionate for God. I pray for 100 people here this morning that this year 2025, when we look at the outcome of your life, we look at how you attend church service, we look at how you read your Bible, we look at how you pray, we look at how you give to support the work of God, we look at the many things happening in your life, then we will know that the zeal of God has consumed you. The zeal of God has consumed you. Announce to somebody seated by you, this year I will see the zeal of God in your own life. I will see the zeal of God at work in your life. Clap your two hands if you believe that. So we explain that it means having strong passion or passionate desire for God.
And it's a unya aye or pepa any or dobi ama unyakupon.
We also explain that it is taking an uncompromising stand for God in all things.
And on the adien yinemunu ujina ama nyankupon a un shabi bibiara.
We explained that it's about standing with God.
And on the uni nyankupon e jina.
When others are turning their backs,
for a dan wanichima nyankupon.
We explained that it is to be on fire for God.
To be on fire for God.
To be on fire for God. To be on fire for God. I pray that this year you will be on fire for God. Oh, if you are alive here, let your amen show. I said, this year may you be alive for God. And may you be on fire for God. There are some examples of people who were zealous in the word. Out of whose life we will be able to know how zealousness looks like. Because you cannot be on fire and not be noticed. Once there is fire somewhere, everybody will go there. So John Wesley said, set yourself on fire. And others will come and watch you burn. All I do is to set myself on fire. And others will come and watch me burn. He was asked, how come wherever he goes, thousands of people are following. That is
me.
All I do is to set myself on fire. And people will come and watch me burn. If you see somebody burning on the roadside, won't you stop your car and watch
out?
I declare that this year you will attract the attention of great people. Because you will be on fire for the Lord. You will attract the attention of destiny helpers. Because spiritually you will be burning with fire. You will attract the attention of your husbands and your wives and your helpers. Because you are going to be on fire for Jesus. Clap your two hands together. I set myself on fire. So you must set yourself on fire. Pastor can't do it for you. I'm only showing you how to do it. But you must set yourself on fire for God. So that you can command the attention of your world. In the name of Jesus. Clap your two hands for the Lord. In the book of Acts chapter 2 verse 3, when they set themselves on fire, praying on top of the building, even though the festival was so fun-filled, and people were having fun in Jerusalem, they still took notice of the 120 people hidden at the top floor. Because they were filled with fire and speaking in tongues. So no matter what the devil does this year, your life and destiny will never be hidden. Am I talking to the right people at all? No matter what the devil tries on you this year, your destiny and your shine can never be covered. I said your star can never be covered. I said your shine can never be covered. Shout, my shine will never be covered. Clap your two hands together. My shine will never be covered. No matter the games the devil plays. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So number one example. Nehemiah. We'll start with Nehemiah. We have already spoken about Jesus, so we'll start with Nehemiah. Nehemiah chapter 1, verse 3 to 5. The Bible says that, and after Nehemiah heard the news of the broken walls of
Jerusalem
and the captivity that was ongoing, and how the Jews were suffering, and how the temple had been destroyed, and the walls have been broken down, and the gates have been put on fire. The Bible says that, and when he heard these words, verse 4, so it was when I heard these words that I sat down and I wept, and I mourned for many days. He said, and I was fasting and praying before the God of heaven. And I said, I pray, Lord God of heaven, O great and awesome God, you who keep your covenant and mercy with us. Nehemiah was living lavishly. Nehemiah was a servant to the emperor. He was in the palace living big. But when he heard about what was happening in his hometown, how his native people were suffering, how the Jews, how the children of God were suffering in Jerusalem, how they were being oppressed, he could have said that he doesn't care about that. He could have said that, thank God I am in the palace. He could have said that it's none of my business, because I am okay here. If others are suffering there, that is their own faith. For me, the Lord has been good to me. But the Bible says that Nehemiah did not do that. When he heard about how the children of God were suffering, and how the walls of Jerusalem had been broken down, and the gates had been bent down, and the temple destroyed, the Bible says that he started weeping. And he started fasting. See, these are the people that fast for the church. When they see that something is wrong in the church, when they see that there is a crisis in the church, when they see that things are happening to the Christians in the church, they don't become excited and say that they don't become excited and say that for me I don't care. Maybe the pastor is not doing his work well. That's why the church people are not coming. And but they pray for God. They pray for the church. They fast for the church. It's a sign of zeal. The passion of God has consumed them. I see God raising some Nehemiahs in the house. I see God raising some Nehemiahs in the house.
Amen.
Who are concerned about what concerns God? Who are concerned about what concerns God? Are you concerned about what concerns God? The day you come and you see that the choir, they are few, and the choir is not doing well, are you concerned or you are not concerned? The day you see that the ushering unit is not doing well and there are not many, are you concerned or you are not concerned? The day you come to church and you see that the church is literally empty, are you happy or you are concerned about the church? It's a sign whether you have zeal for God. I remember many years when I was a teenager. I used to fellowship in a church. Most of the times when I am in church and I see that the room is empty, and in the midst of praise and worship, I'll walk out of the church and I'll take a stroll by the roadside. I'll start looking for people I know who should have been in church. I'll look for people I pray to who promised me and never came. I'll look for people that I don't know and try to anacazo them to church. As a teenage boy, I was not a pastor, but I felt uncomfortable. There was no name like a shepherd in my church, so I wasn't a shepherd. I was just a young boy with zeal for the Lord. I hear what I'm saying. I was just a young boy with zeal for the Lord. So you will see me going outside to look for people to
help.
Are you concerned when something is not going well in your group? When something is not going well in the church, are you concerned? When testimonies are not there, when the presence of God is not there, are you concerned? It's a sign whether you are on fire for God. But I pray for 100 people here this morning that the zeal of the Lord will consume you. That 2025, the zeal of the Lord will consume you, so that you will be concerned about the work of God in the house. Now, when you look at how the sound is going, when you look at how the registry is going, when you look at how the music is going, when you look at how attendance is, you will be concerned about it.
Oh,
let me help, pastor. Let me do something. Let me do something. Let me help. You'll be concerned. It's a sign of zeal. It's a sign of zeal. If this year you are going to be that zealous Nehemiah. Wave your hands.
You'll
be concerned about God. The next person is Daniel and his friends. Daniel chapter 1 verse 8.
Daniel,
the Bible said that when all the Jews were eating with the king on the royal table. You know, in those days, for food to be served to the king, the food must be first presented to idols. Like the way they do in Accra. When we are having our festival in Accra, they distribute food. Other regions also do that. But before the food is cooked in homes, they first do the main one at the headquarters, and they take it to the shrine, and they go and give it to the ancestors that present the food. Then they will not tell everybody that cook some in your house. Then you see that they will be throwing some on the roadside so that the ancestors can be eating. Now, that is a holy food dedicated to the idols. And as Christians, we don't partake in that food. I'm not saying you cannot prepare that kind of food. You can prepare and eat it on any day. But if you only prepare it on the day that it has been dedicated to the idols before you are preparing, it means you are part of what is going on. So Daniel said, this food is nice. It is for the royals. But I am sorry. I cannot eat it.
Mean to me,
I prefer to go hungry because I serve the only true God, and I will not be a partaker of idolatry. So Daniel did not eat the food for months. He did not eat the food. He went hungry. Now that is zeal. That is it. It will make you sacrifice what others are enjoying in the world. These are the people whose bosses will say, we are paying overtime. If you come and work on Sunday, we'll pay you times two. All your colleagues will go and work on Sunday, they will get times two. But you will say no, because you are a zealous person. You are
Daniel.
These are the people that when they know they are supposed to be in church, they don't schedule a meeting on that same day in exchange for money. They will tell you to hold on with your money and meet them after church. They will not miss church in exchange for something nice. Some of you don't even come to church because you're expecting your friend who is coming to visit you. Why didn't you come to church? Because my friend is coming.
I didn't know how much you made. I'm not best.
And then he said he's coming, Pastor. It's not me. It's just he came Sunday morning. You are not a Daniel. If you are Daniel, you will tell him that, listen, if you come from 9 o'clock to 12, you will not meet me because I will be in church. I will now be coming.
You will meet me,
so come after. That is Daniel. And listen to
me.
After Daniel did that,
now Daniel, yeah,
on the day when they were examined, whether they were looking better, because of what they have been facing, the Bible says that Daniel came out 10 times better.
The Bible said Daniel
than all who even ate of that delicious meal. What that means is that those who take a stand for God, God will never allow them to go down. I prophesy over 50 people here. This year, whatever you sacrifice because of God, you will never go down. Your business will never go down. Your marriage will never go down. Your relationship will never go down. Because you took a stand for God. Yeah, because I went to church, they have sacked me from work. That is what Daniel did. And yet God lifted him up. Because I came to church, I didn't get extra money, so I'm poor. That is what Daniel did. He chose hunger instead of eating an idolatrous food. It is the zeal of the Lord. That is why people in your workplace say, what they are calling you is that they are calling you Daniel. They are trying to say that you are zealous. But anybody who can just put down God and take gold is not zealous. You can put down God and take a boyfriend or a girlfriend. When it clashes with God, you choose God. You choose the money. I stretch forth my hands over you. The zeal of the Lord consumes you. Say the zeal of the Lord consumes me. Say the zeal of the Lord consumes me. Say the zeal of the Lord consumes me. Say this year things will be different. I will be on fire for God. I will not trade God. I will not trade church. I will not trade the things of God for money, for friends, to please people. Clap your two hands together. You will be a Daniel. Again, when they told him in chapter 6, verse 10 to 16, when they told him that Daniel, there is a law that anybody who will pray to any God aside what's that guy's name? Nebu.
Aside Nebu, Nebuchadnezzar. No?
Did you know Uncle Nebu? And so in those days, Nebuchadnezzar was a god. Nebuchadnezzar was not just a king. He was a god. Like the way Pharaoh is not just a king. When we say Pharaoh, it means you are God. It means you are a god. So they worship you. So they worship Nebu. And he felt that he was so powerful. And so they said everybody should worship his image. And then these three Hebrew boys said never.
And the Hebrew form
they said we will not worship this idol. We are worshippers of the Most High God. Charlie, who do you worship?
Why now,
some of you worship your boss. You fear your boss more than God. Some of you worship money. You cherish money more than God. You cherish your relationship more than God. You cherish your children, those kids. You cherish them more than God. You choose them instead of God. You cherish your marriage more than God. You place your marriage first and God is last. Instead of saying, "Only wife benya problem there," and "Kaoni nyami benya," you rather please your wife, rather please your husband, rather please your children. God can wait. Are you getting what I'm saying?
What is the answer?
Some of you, your academic work is more important to you than
you.
You've never attended SU in school before. Always with your books. It's good. It's good to be with your books. But make sure that God is part of the equation. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
What is the answer for Penikan?
They told Daniel that don't pray.
Daniel said,
Bible says that day,
Bible says
Daniel went straight to pray.
Okay, so
and that day he opened the windows.
Window.
So that they will see him pray. Tell somebody that I'm not afraid of what the devil can do to me. Come on, announce to three people. I'm not afraid of what the devil can do to me. Jesus said that. Are you afraid of the one who can only kill your body?
Now show you
and cannot kill your soul.
Now want to mean kumu kra.
You better rather be afraid of the one who can kill both your body and your soul. You are afraid of your boss. All he can do is to take that job from you. You are afraid of that contract. All you can lose is that contract. You are not afraid of the God who can take your health. You will not even have the strength to walk to that work.
You are
not afraid of that God. Daniel said, I'm not afraid of you, Kinebu. And he opened
the fencing.
In those days, it was Darius who was king.
You
opened the windows.
And
when he opened the window, he started praying, facing Jerusalem.
Jerusalem.
Everybody saw him. The long and short is that they arrested him.
Tell
somebody the zeal of the Lord can cost you. You are not announcing. I said, tell the person, your zeal for God can cost you. You are not zealous for God if you didn't sacrifice anything. You are not. Because real zeal can cost you.
He
made them stone Jesus because he was too passionate for God. He sent Daniel to the lion's den.
And Daniel
because he loved God too much.
Does not bring Uncle Pondo Joe.
He sent Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego into the fire.
And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego coach him.
Because they were too much in love to If your zeal has not cost you anything, check what you have. Check what you have. Now you may not have zeal. Because it will cost you money. Extra income. It will cost you extra allowance.
Extra allowance.
It can cost you some people in your office. It will cost, they will not like you.
It
will cost you some relationships.
Relationships
the zeal of God. It will make certain people not like you.
They
will talk against you.
What make us say
you are, you've done nothing wrong. All your fault is that you love God. All your fault is that you love going to church. All your wrong you have done is that you like
serving.
But if that is your story,
let
the zeal of the Lord consumes you.
Let
the zeal of the Lord consumes you. Let the zeal of the Lord consumes you. It's a sign that you are on fire for God. It's a sign that you are beginning to catch fire. You are beginning to catch fire.
Love your two hands
together.
Come, send me no more, Rabbi.
It cost him his political position.
And political position airborne.
And he landed him in grave.
And as I was in the call, baby.
Lion's den.
Jataboom.
And the Bible says that God came out.
As you know, Bible says
when Darius was putting him in the lion's den.
Darius didn't share Jataboom.
Darius said, "Oh Daniel."
I said, "Oh Daniel."
May the God you worship.
May God you serve
dedicated. May he deliver you.
The
Bible says that when the king went, he could not sleep. Early in the morning, he came back to the
Then
he shouted, Oh Daniel, servant of the Most High, has your God been able to deliver you?
Now when Yanko born to me, Jiwana,
servant of the Most High, has your God been able to deliver you?
Yanko born to me, Jiwana.
Then Daniel said, King, listen, some of you here. Your enemies think that they will finish you this year. But as you demonstrate zeal for God, I said, as you demonstrate real passion for God, your enemies are going to have the shock of their lives. Let your amen be the loudest. Your enemies are going to have the shock of their lives. Your enemies are going to get surprised. Your enemies are going to get surprised. They are going to be amazed.
Am I on one?
Clap your hands. They will be very surprised. The lion couldn't eat him up. Hungry lion.
Yeah.
The test control to check whether the lions were tamed or hungry lions who wanted to chew
the one
was when they drew the enemies inside. Bible says that they didn't land.
I was the one in uniform.
And their flesh was torn in the air.
And
like the lion jumped and caught them in the air. By the time their body was landing, that was the test control for us to know that the lions were real lions, not toys. Listen to me.
See me.
Whatever they plan to destroy you this year, it will destroy them and your eyes will see it.
Amen.
Did you hear the prophecy I just gave? I said, every pit that will be dark for you, your enemies will lie in that pit. every trap that will be set for you, that trap, it will catch up with your enemies, and you will not be a victim in the name of Jesus. Clap your two and say, the zeal of the Lord. Say, the zeal of the Lord. That was Daniel.
And only Daniel.
Zealous man.
When
God came through for him. I don't know the lion then in which you have entered. Certain people are laughing. We shall see. We'll finish him. He thinks he's the one that the king likes. We'll finish him. By the end of the day, Daniel walked out of the lion's den without being touched.
Listen,
there are times that you must enter into the lion's den. There are times that God will deliver you, but he will not deliver you before the lion. He will deliver you with the lion.
There are times that
God will deliver you from fire, but there are times that God will let you enter into the fire before he will show up. They entered into the fire. Three of them. And by the time they landed in the fire, the fire bent all the ropes. And they stood up. And all of a sudden they saw a fourth person. And they started chatting. God came there. God came into their fire. Listen to me, somebody here. Any trouble the enemy will land you into, if God allows it to happen, then know this from today, that is right there with you. Say, the fourth man is right there with me. Say, the fourth man is right there with me. In that temptation, in that crisis, in that situation, say, the fourth man is with me. He said, when you go through the fire, I will be with you. Through the water, they will not overthrow
you.
I will be with you. There are times that God wants to be with you. He doesn't want to take you out, but he will be with you. And when he finishes what he wants to
do,
then when Nebuchadnezzar came and stretched forth his neck, he said, were they not three people that we put into the fire? Were they not three? But I see the fourth one, whose face is shining like the Son of God. What?
What?
Listen to me.
Hear me.
Wherever they think they have pushed you to, the fourth man will appear on your behalf. Did you hear what I'm saying?
What's in the answer for Penny?
I said the fourth man will appear on your
behalf.
Unless you decide to give up on him, because he's right there with you.
That's what I know.
We were not told that Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego saw the fourth man.
The Bible
told us that they were walking in the fire.
The Bible said, no one entered
him. But the one who saw the fourth man was the enemy. What, Nebuchadnezzar? So sometimes God will be with you, and yet you will not know God is with you. You will not be aware. Rather, you will focus on the fire, and you focus on the water, and you focus on the trouble. Meanwhile, God is standing right there with you. Like God is playing five. God is playing five for you. God is standing right behind you. He will make sure that this thing will not finish you. So don't think it's over. Tell somebody it's not yet over. Tell somebody it's not yet over. Tell somebody it's not yet over. It's not over until God says so. It's right there with you. Sometimes you will not see him, but he's there. He's there. That's why you are still walking in fire. You are not dead. Because there are people who will see what you saw and they will die flat. They will collapse flat. They will be rushed to hospital. But no matter what you are going through, you see that you are still walking about. You are still walking about as if nothing is going on.
As a shinto,
right in the fire. You look at someone, but you tell him, if you think you are in fire, God is right there with you. Tell him. And you may not know who you are talking to, but you may be saying something. if you think you are in any fire, I want you to be reliably informed that God is there with you. His presence is with you. Things are going to be well. This year will go well. This year will end well. Doors are still going to open. You are still going to finish the year well. Clap your two hands together. But the secret is the seal of the Lord.
And he said,
they said, oh, Nebuchadnezzar. We are not afraid to tell you our mind. We are not afraid. How many of you can talk to your boss like that?
Hey.
She, no pamu me. Mbra me bre asa mi nye ejuma. There's a Nebuchadnezzar. Let it be known to you
who will say
that we will not bow down to this your idol. We will not accept
this
new instruction you have given. If it means you will kill us, kill us. Listen, they said two things that day.
One can never mean you
and those two things they belong to two people here. They said two things. Everybody, do your hand this way.
Uh-huh,
I want to be sure you are here. Do your hand this way. They said two things. Say two things.
One can never mean you.
The two things that they said that applies to two of us here.
Never mean you. One can yet.
What?
But they did kind.
What they said? Nebuchadnezzar.
I say Nebuchadnezzar.
May be known to you.
Who knew said
that we will not bow to your idol.
Yes, some are your own, you know.
And then they added,
and after one they came, say
that our God is able to deliver us.
Obey to me, a giant.
From this fire. That is one.
That's
one group of people.
Who
are zealous. Because they know that God can save them. Even if they are fired. Or even if they have a problem in that relationship. Because of God. They know God can deliver them. Then the next group came.
And
then they said, but Nebuchadnezzar, let me tell you. Even if God decides that we should die, we are ready to die for God. What are you talking about? Instead of bowing down to you, we rather prefer to die. That is another group. That's another level of zeal. I
get
what I'm saying.
What's
it? It's like the one says that I want to have sex with you before I give you max. I give you, say that instead of having sex with you, I'd rather give me F. I rather like the F. Let me go back home. Give me F. I'll repeat you. Say, don't worry, you can repeat me. But to sleep with you, I will never.
Some no better dear. They're bitter.
I will not give you this job if you don't have sex with me. My dear, it's true, I really need a job. But if having sex with you is the guarantee for the job, I prefer to die unemployed. You see, you can't talk like that. You are not zealous. You see, you can't talk like that. You are not passionate for God. Rather, you have come home, you are thinking, should I do it or not?
Oh,
my dear. You see, you are contemplating. You are not zealous. Somebody said, be it known to you, if I perish, I perish. Let me announce to you, there is nobody in the Bible who said, if I perish, I perish. Who perished? The lepers, they never perished. Esther, she never perished. Nobody ever said, I am dying for God, that God allowed them to die. I get what I'm saying.
What is
rather, if you are afraid, that's when God has to sit aside to make sure that you, whether you really love him or not. So God will sit aside to check. But if you get to that level, why you say that devil, may it be known to you that whether I die or I will serve God. He will like take all my money, destroy my business, destroy my relationship, destroy everything. Me, I will still serve God. I will not stop going to church. I will not stop doing. By the time you get to that level and it's in your heart, you have passed your test. You don't need any test. God will just promote you. God will just promote you. I get what I'm saying.
Yes.
And that was the situation of Shadrach, Meshach,
and Shadrach, Meshach.
That they were dead already. They were dead. Men were. They said, even if you not deliver, we won't bow. We won't bow. Remember, she was the incident. I'll still serve God. I will not bow. Say, I will not bow. Have you ever said something before? You've never said a before. Then you have not been a child. Have you been a child with toffee before? Then yes, somebody's bear is a me my way. No matter what happens to me, devil, I will not stop praying. I will not stop coming to church. I will not stop serving the Lord. I will not stop ushering. I will not stop singing. Somebody shout. Clap your two hands together. That's what we conceal. That's what we call zeal for the Lord. Zeal for the Lord. And I pray that that same spirit of zeal will fall upon us here. That same spirit of zeal will baptize us here. That same spirit of zeal will come upon us. Lift up your right hand and say, Lord, help me this year. Help me this year. Help me this year. Lift it high. Lift it high. Lift it high. You are praying. It's a prayer. It's a prayer. It's a prayer. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Rise up to your feet.
There is power in your name.
You are power.
Spiritual
in your name.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.